though the election took place on November 7th, 2000, a recount in Florida held up the results until more than a month later. It's been 1 week since the 2018 U.S. midterm elections were held, but the results of some races are still unknown, and the state of Florida is once again conducting a high-stakes recount. There are three races that are too close to call. In the race for governor, former U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis, a Republican, had about 34,000 more votes than Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, a Democrat. In the race for Florida's U.S. Senate seat, current Governor Rick Scott, a Republican, had about 12,500 more votes than current Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat. And in the race for Florida's Agriculture Commissioner, candidate Nikki Freed, a Democrat, had about 5,300 more votes than candidate Matt Caldwell, a Republican. Florida's doing a mandatory recount because the margins of leadership in all three of these contests is under 0.5%. Part of the controversy is, at the end of Election Day, it appeared that the three Republican candidates had larger leads over their opponents than they did after late vote counts came in from some Florida counties. So Republican candidates have suggested that Democrats are trying to commit fraud to win the elections, while Democrats have suggested that Republicans are trying to keep all the votes from being counted. Florida's recount of 8.5 million votes has to be done by this Thursday night. If it's not, then the current counts and results are likely to stand.